In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, you handsomes. Were you a fan of our playthrough of the 1986 tabletop RPG Dinosaur Park, but wanted to hear how Adam and Cass would handle the official yet rarely referenced expansion, Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land? Then do we have great news for you. Dinosaur Land is coming to SansPantsPlus.com on January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick because come February, it'll only be available to SansPants Kings. So just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cass unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, how would you survive the Bilbo Baggins experience?
Bilbo Baggins, he did it okay, but yeah.
He survived, which was the key part of that sentence.
Exactly.
Not entirely sure if that was the wording we agreed on, but it's the one we said.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Well, but the only alternative is how would you experience the Bilbo Baggins
experience.
So the events of J.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit.
Yeah.
John Randall Tolkien.
Tolkien Jr.
Yeah. The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
Just killed me.
I missed one R. He doesn't need both.
I honestly thought, I was like, oh yeah, like J.K. Simmons. No.
J.K. Tolkien. Simmons, author,
Of Harry Potter.
Of Harry Potter.
So, the Bilbo Baggins experience begins,
yes,
as we all recall, mm-hmm, with an unexpected visit from an old man.
Hey! What?
The three of us living in our own little hobbit hole.
Why is our door a circle? Fuck, it's only got one place for a hinge. This is ridiculous.
Fuck, it's cramped in here for three grown boys.
The roof's little. All the chairs are tiny for my ass.
I got a hunch now. This sucks.
It's good to imagine, like, maybe.
I love our house.
Me at the door, flick open the keyhole, look out, look back at you guys. Do any of you know an old man and about 40 short guys?
40?
The short guys, I think, live with us.
What?
I saw them at the shop. Not in our house. I mean, in their house. Neighbors, that's what I was looking for.
These don't look like the regular short guy. You know how we live in a town populated by little guys with hairy feet, but we're just regular humans?
With hairy feet.
These are stocky and beady.
These are angrier looking. I'll let them in.
Everyone, come in. I refuse to let you talk until you're all inside.
Come in out of the cold.
Is everyone hungry? Don't worry. I'll put the kettle on.
All right, so I guess in the exact opposite situation to Bilbo Baggins, were massively accommodating for the dwarves.
Look, I've had people drop in unexpectedly. I'm happy to cook. Yeah, whatever. Guess who's getting bloody good like bowl of pasta?
Yeah, it's nice.
All these dwarves.
It's nice that the dwarves want to enjoy your hospitality.
I don't think that I have enough pasta in my house to cook for 40 people. I have no issue doing it.
It's not 40.
I upped the amount of dwarves pretty significantly.
You said that with a lot of confidence of a man who has not seen The Hobbit. So I'm just going to quickly interject.
I think it's about 8, maybe? Why are 3 of you hot and the rest are gross?
Oh, those dwarves. From the poster.
It's good to imagine you saying that in the middle of dinner.
All right.
The whole time you haven't said anything, you've just had a look of confusion on your face.
Do you guys know Gimlet or Gimli or whatever his name is?
That was his uncle or
something. I think he's the dad of one of them.
Yeah, either the dad or the great dad.
I know your son. From the movies.
He's a movie
From
star.
The films you're in.
Oh, your son's in. I don't think you're in them.
You might be dead, actually. You're that skeleton that the little wee boy pushes, yeah?
Yeah, that's sad.
Anyway.
Gandalf picks...
Right, I'm going to go to the shops and get some more pasta for these bugger lugs.
Yeah.
I'll be back
in
10. I'm
going to talk to Gandalf. Gandalf.
What? Sorry.
What's going on?
What, Joel Dusha? I speak like Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
These dwarves have lost their home, and you, for some reason, you 3 boys, I have decided we'll take them on a journey.
Yeah.
To usually reclaim their hobbit, home. But now I'm getting 3 boys.
Normally I'd go for a hobbit. I thought a hobbit lived here.
I think, are sneaky, and we need a sneaky thief.
Yes, that's right. But instead, I guess you 3 boys. Excuse me, Mr. Gandalf, Mr. Delf. Is that a dad who'd like to fuck?
Is your name Gan, Dad I'd like to fuck?
No, Dad Ood. Because it's D-E.
Think about
Dad
it.
Ood like to fuck.
Gandalf isn't spelled with an E.
G-A-N-D-E-L-F.
G-A-L-F.
Yeah. Oh, Dad I'd like to fuck, then. Excuse me. But we'll come on the trip.
No, my name is Gandalf. It's no...
Gandalf.
It's not Gandilf.
Is it Gan, first name Gan,
no,
last name Delf?
No, it's one word. Okay. One word, Jackson.
Okay,
all
right.
Then he gets all big and spooky.
Gandalf the Wise or whatever, yeah?
Grey.
Yeah.
Gandalf the Wizard. Right.
Sounds like another man, expertly fan of The Hobbit.
Joel Dusha knows what's going on.
I knew how to spell Gandalf.
You're taking stabs in the dark,
and one has hit.
Davin comes home. We're like, yeah, we're going.
We're going with a big armful of pasta.
Make more spaghetti. The dwarves are about to sing a song about a mountain.
Ah, see.
What's that song sick. Go? I don't know where we're going.
Oh, Misty Isles. Is that
yeah,
song?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm going to try and join in, embarrass myself, anger the dwarves.
Oh, yeah. Look, we're all joining
Over
in.
Over Misty Isles. That's the only line I know. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, we all like a good sing-along.
Grumlet is one of your names. Grumlet.
No,
Grumlet,
that's
Gorbachev.
Teef, teef,
Muffet. Brinlow.
Rumbly.
Eagleton. Rumley, correct. Basket. Benjamin and Gandalf. And
that's
the 3 plumbing boys.
Joel, and Jaxom.
I hate that in this fantasy universe my name is Jaxom.
Yes. S-O-M-S-U.
I thought that's how you were starting my name. Sue Jaxom. Man, you guys got regular names.
Joel and Sue Jaxom.
All right, Sue Jackson.
S-U-J-A-C-K-S-O-M.
Sue Jackson. All right,
so Gandalf has been like, right, you boys, we're in.
Where are we going? Oh,
I have a, yes, I'm getting dressed. I was not dressed.
Imagine us all in, like, matching robes.
Yes, pulling on pants and suspenders.
Taking off our robes. Yes. Put on a shoe first. Oh, fuck, yeah, hang on.
Putting on a shoe, trying to pull jeans on over the shoe. Gandalf.
Falling over, doing a little fast as I go. Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Trying to put his shirt on, hitting our head on the roof.
Oh man. Putting my shirt on over my suspenders, which I put over bare skin. Oh, my nipples. Unbuttoning it, pulling the suspenders out the front, popping buttons. Oh, fuck. In the excitement, I forgot how to wear clothes.
All the doors being like, I think, is this a mistake?
Weren't you
Gandalf,
meant to get
you said these were sneaky.
Yeah, but you said there was one sneaky hobbit here.
Sneaky hobbits that
we
could...
bought his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We liked his house. There's only one hinge on the door.
Yeah, it's
annoying. Then we moved in and we decided we hate it.
Every time I open the door, I nearly break it. It's just really poorly designed. And then I like to imagine we leave into the night as though we're going on the adventure now and force them to follow us.
Come on.
Fuck, they're going. We were going to spend the night. All right.
Come on, chomp, chomp. Just not here for a haircut, Gandalf.
Our torch is in the distance as we rush off the sweet adventure. We're going on an adventure!
No time like the present!
We're going on a fucking trip!
My love vacation!
As we're on like the horses, Gandalf trying to get us to sign it on the back of a donkey.
Yeah, whatever!
Yeah. I can sign with an X, yeah?
I can sign with a dog's paw print, yeah?
What are we signing?
I think it says we get some of the treasure when they find...
The loot or
what treasure?
The dwarven homeland.
Oh, there's a dragon. That's right.
That's why we're needed, I think.
Oh, we've got to sneak past a dragon and bonk it on the head or something.
Yeah.
Smaug?
Yes. Yeah, well done. Hey. Shot in the dark too.
Got to say it with more confidence, though.
Yeah.
Smaug.
That's the one.
S-C-H.
I cooked it.
It's so close. So, what's the first thing that Bilbo, i.e. now us, encounters on the road to
Great question.
Dwarf Town?
Let me fill you in on this.
Yes.
It's he just goes for a walk straight.
Nothing. He gets there with no incident.
No, he doesn't run no conflict.
Yeah.
From memory, there's you might know this from the movies.
I haven't seen the movies. I've read the book.
No, other movies, Lord of the Ring movies.
Ah.
There where you saw Gimli.
Ah, Mines of Moria?
No, the trolls.
That's right, trolls in the forest. They pick up everybody to eat everyone.
Are the trees alive?
No. Nice try. No.
That's the movie you've seen.
Yeah. Now, how does Bilbo get out of this situation?
He talks them for a while and they...
Hey, we're good at that.
Yeah.
He gets them chatting and listening and then they freeze because it's sunlight.
You can have one of my arms. That's what I say to the trolls.
Wait.
They want to eat us.
Yeah. And they freeze in the sunlight.
Yeah.
So when we get there, because he left during the day and gets there at night. Yeah, we left there at night. We get there at day.
These are cool statues of trolls.
We get there at dawn. They're about to eat us. We only have to like stall them for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sword.
Hey, aren't you guys allergic to the sun? This is what my friends told me.
Yeah, you can have one of my arms. Jackson, they've not even said anything. They'll want to eat us. Here, I'll chop it off for you. With a hacksaw, I was imagining. Yeah, ow. I fling it at the trolls as they turn into stone and it just slaps against their skin and flops to the ground. Oh, fuck.
Get Gandalf to fix that for you.
I'll just hold my hand in my other hand, I guess. Cool, what's next? We did that one well. I waggle my hands in your face.
Can Gandalf fix that?
No, I don't think he has healing magic, does he?
Nah.
Probably something. He can stop me dying, certainly.
He can't stop sepsis,
though. Yeah.
How long is this journey for Bilbo?
It's a while. A couple years.
No, that arm's getting rotten real quick.
Yeah. I'll patch it up with some leaves.
Wait, a couple of years?
Yeah, it's a journey. It's an unexpected journey. There and then back again, Dusha. We're going to go there first.
Yeah, and then we got to go back again.
Right.
I thought it was just a cutesy name.
Yeah, well, he goes there and back again.
I have read this book. How do I not remember?
It's not called There.
He doesn't get there and he stops.
No, I was dumb. There and back again, as in like go there, come home, go back again.
Oh,
but
no,
you mean
no,
back
no.
again, back to the Shire. Yeah. There we go. I know. There we go.
Another shot in the dark. Well, the no, that one was a bit more confident.
I guess what's the next thing happens?
Do Mary and Poppins live there? That's not their names.
Do Mary Poppins live there?
Wow, Mary and Poppins. Oh boy, that's good.
What's their names?
Mary and Pippin.
Oh, Mary Poppins is not that far off.
It's just an amazing wire cross in your brain to call the two hobbits Mary Poppins.
Oh, wait, no. Bilbo's really old by the time Lord of the Rings rolls around. Yes. Yeah, so
young
the
boys.
Names that I've forgotten
Mary
already.
Mary and Poppins.
Merlo and whatever.
Merlo and Pippo, yeah. No, they're dead.
Yeah.
Or not alive yet.
Pre-dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, next thing we get into.
I think there's... Since we go by the movies or the books, I think there's some goblins.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We got a
fall. Mines.
The goblin mines.
Yeah, meet the Goblin King.
Yeah.
Voiced by Stephen Fry.
Whoa.
Got big jowls that just look so fun when they see sliced off.
Yeah.
Looks good.
From memory, Bilbo doesn't do much in there, so we can just let that take care of itself.
No, he falls down. He falls into a pit.
Hey, we can do that.
Yeah. And they get left behind because they're like, well, this fucker died.
It's good to imagine that we fall down a pit because we're tied to each other by rope. And the dwarves are like, what? For safety!
There's 13 dwarves.
Yeah.
Gandalf. Mm-hmm. And then three boys.
Three plumbing boys.
That's like 20 guys.
Yeah, it's heaps. Yeah. We can take on the goblins. Yeah,
exactly. Because there's a cave, there's a storm, and we get got by goblins.
Okay.
Now, are we going to get got by goblins?
We have all tied ourselves together with rope for safety.
Yes.
We don't want to get lost.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we in a circle?
Yeah.
Back to back?
The rope. No. So I have a rope tied around my waist that's tied around your waist. It's tied around Zaman's waist, but that is tied back to my rope.
So for safety.
We're all facing inward. So we don't get lost. We shuffle like a crab. We fall into a hole got by goblins.
Yes.
The dwarves won't come for us. That's what I keep saying. They'll abandon us.
Maybe they don't know that we're missing
yet. They're not our friends.
They might. They love us.
Why?
These pieces of garbage.
Of course they're our friends.
Well, we'll see. Then the dwarves do come. They fight the Goblin King. Look, I just don't think there's much we can do tied to each other as we are.
Gandalf comes in.
A decision you made on the off the cuff.
Well, look, we are tied to each other, so my swinging spaces, not great.
Yeah.
And
I cut one part of the rope, so we're now tied together, but in a line.
What if we're tied together in the circle, but when we fall onto the Goblin King, who is very, very fat, and because of our circle is quite tight, we just bisect a cylinder of meat out of his middle. We fall, and it peels off, and we're left with a cylinder of goblin, and all the goblins that were going to attack us just stop holding their spears and stare at us in horror. We're like, what happened? I don't know what's going on.
Covered in goblin blood, and there's just like
face burst into a cylinder of meat. What's happening? Was this a man?
Looks like a banana of meat.
The dwarves come down. The goblins are like, what? What's going on?
Might change. Look, we need to fall down because that's where we meet Gollum. Yeah. So I feel after
we've skinned the Goblin King.
Everyone is in shock. We're like, what? One of us needs to gesture, knocking one of us off the edge. Oh, no. Oh. And then with the rope, we all fall.
Yeah.
In the fracas, Gandalf and the other bugger lugs chuff off, being like, I guess we'll pick them up later.
I guess, I don't know if I want to hang out with those boys. They cylindered a goblin. That's pretty intense.
And then we meet this gross little goblin boy. He's not a goblin, but a golem.
Oh, hello, it's me, Gollums.
Aren't you bad?
What do you got?
Do I have a sword?
No, do we?
Do we have Sting? Do we have one sword between us?
We might have one sword between us.
No, what's your weapon?
We might not have earned the sword yet.
Yeah, I think my weapon of choice is rocks that I've laid in my pocket with.
Well, because I know that Gollum is a bad guy, so I reckon if I saw him...
Why do you know Gollum's a bad guy?
He's seen the movie!
I've seen Lord of the Rings!
That just seems a little bit unfair.
He knew the dwarves, or at least he thought he did.
My knowledge of The Hobbit comes from, apparently, the sequel films.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
But you don't have a sword.
No.
What weapon could you conceivably have? I have rocks.
Maybe I have the rope.
And I've got a 2x4.
Yeah, good.
Hey, that's that bad guy.
He's hot waiting. What do you want?
Because Gollum, from memory, he's on like a little rock like thing sticking out of the water, so we can't get to him. I'll throw rocks at him, certainly, but we can't actively get to him.
This is where we find the ring.
Yes, so this is the it's ring time.
We land
what?
There, and we see the ring, and we're like, neat, and we grab it. Yeah,
no, I think Gollum has it. No, we do, and then Gollum's like, ah, that's mine.
Yeah, and then we're like, we have it, and we're like, put it up, and then he's like, I'm gonna eat you. We're like,
oh, that's
no.
right. I'm like, you can have my other arm. That's fair.
Then we have a battle of wits.
Yeah,
Jackson,
we are clever.
Jackson can't wear the ring anymore. He's just cut off both of his
arms. He
could
wear it on my toe.
He could put it on his tongue.
Have you ever tried to put a ring on your tongue?
Maybe.
I'm going to do this through it. Yeah. You know when you curl your tongue up? Mm. That's what I'm saying to you. His blood is pouring out of my arm.
Also, shut up. He'd ixnay on the ingray.
Yeah, he doesn't know we got an ingray.
Ixnay on the hombre. On that day. Offspring arm? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Avway.
Why do you know pig Latin?
I know.
It's easy.
Yeah.
That's nerdy. Shut up, both of you.
Anyway, Gollum, what
if it's easy, then Gollum probably knows it. I'm the only one confused.
Fuck. Gollum, you want to join our party?
Gollum, can you please hurry up with the riddles I'm bleeding at?
All right, now Gollum, okay, I've pulled up the riddles.
Let's do them. We can fix them.
We can best them.
You know and what? Also, we're gonna try and I don't know them, apparently.
Yeah,
so.
I'll throw in the ones that we apparently had come up with.
All right.
To see if we also know them, all right?
Right.
All right. What has roots as nobody sees, is taller than trees, up, up,
teeth.
Up it goes, and yet never grows. No. No.
Fuck. Fuck.
Come on.
Roots, Jack. Things people don't see.
Roots higher as than nobody trees. Sees. So what has roots as nobody sees, taller than trees, up, up, up it goes, and yet never grows?
I'm telling you it's teeth.
It's not teeth.
It's not teeth.
It is.
Come on.
I don't know. Why do we have to battle them with wits?
Can we pass?
To be honest, I would never clue either. A mountain is the answer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess makes sense.
That's like an earth tooth.
Yeah. In a way, I was right.
Oh, mountain makes sense, yeah.
30 white horses on a red hill.
Yeah.
First they champ, then they stand.
Teeth.
Then they stand still. Yes, you're right, Jackson. It was teeth.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct. You got one.
One
I
of
feel
two.
Like you knew this from somewhere. You just
I feel
knew
like
teeth.
I knew it? One of them was teeth. Teeth.
All right. Voiceless it cries, wingless flutters, toothless bites, mouthless mutters.
This one can't be teeth.
No, because the last one was teeth.
And this is toothless.
Yes.
Yes.
No teeth.
No teeth in this one.
Yeah, no teeth. A mouth, but with no
Can
teeth.
Can I hear that again, Gollum?
Voiceless it cries, wingless flutters, toothless bites, mouthless mutters. And now a quick word from our sponsor.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, just a weird pause. But while I have you here, have you heard of our sister podcast, Shut Up a Second? I'm not in it, so already we're off to a great start. Jackson hosts it, and it's just comedy without the pretense of pop culture garbage. So if you're tired of us talking about a Star Wars, a current Avenger, or that Harry Potpot bloke, why not check out Shut Up a Second? There's currently almost 300 episodes of pure, unadulterated nonsense available on iTunes or directly from our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Wind.
Correct.
Oh, oh what?
Well done. Look at him. He's fucking, he knows it.
Yeah, hey, my wits are sharp.
Yeah.
I legitimately guessed that.
An eye in a blue face saw an eye in a green face. That eye is like to this eye, said the first eye, but in low place, not in high place.
What?
It's not tooth or wind.
Teeth. Just in case this one is also teeth.
An eye for an eye situation is what this sounds like.
Look, yeah. Look, you keep going, but I reckon none of us will get this one.
Eye in a red place.
An eye in a blue face saw an eye in a green face. That eye is like to this eye,
what
said
is
the
blue?
First eye, but in low place, not in a high place.
If it's not teeth, I don't know.
Dog.
The sun shining on a daisy.
Oh, come on.
Right? Come on.
Come on, Gollum. Come,
Got any ones that aren't boring and shit?
It cannot be seen, cannot be felt, cannot be heard, cannot be smelt. It lies behind
gas.
Stars.
And an odorless gas.
It comes,
get it out.
It comes first and follows after, ends life, kills laughter.
An odorless gas. Poisonous gas.
I'm going to give you that, even though the answer is darkness. Odorless, colorless
an
gas.
Odorless, colorless.
Ends life, kills
gas.
Laughter, unless it's laughing gas.
But it's poisonous.
Still, yes. You know what? Fuck you, Gollum. We're right.
We got that one. That one's easy, Gollum.
Easy. Yeah. A box without hinges, key, or lid.
Teeth.
Yet golden treasure inside is hid.
Gold teeth.
A box without hinges.
Yep.
Key or lid. Yet golden treasure inside is hid.
Someone who's just eaten a whole bunch of gold.
There's
no lid to the treasure. It's in their belly. It's pink. I think he said that.
I did not.
I'm losing a lot of blood, Gollum, so.
Why'd you cut your arm off?
I thought he wanted to eat
me. See, here's the thing. You've cut your arm off, yeah. And then we've entered to a battle of wits.
Uh-huh.
Which is the same thing we would have had to do. You're reenacting fainting. That's good.
I'm very pale. Very faint, boys. Very faint.
Put him in a river. Just move on.
I just float off.
Teeth, I think.
Gollum, is it teeth?
No. JD at East Ham in the Dark.
I've forgotten what the
box riddle. Without hinges, key or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid.
Mm-hmm.
Cradle.
An egg.
That makes sense.
Yeah, see?
That was close.
Yeah, you were on the money.
I went baby human, but it went baby chicken.
Yeah. Alive without breath, as cold as death, never thirsty, ever drinking, all in mail, never clinking.
A lake.
Fish.
Correct.
Well done.
Lucia,
rapid fire answers is the way to go.
This idiot, dead and bleeding.
He's only
out.
Got one that he just. Wait, the answer was fish?
Yeah. It's good to imagine me slowly, like, bobbing in the water next to you. Teeth.
I'll just
gold
teeth. I'll just flip you over so you drown it quicker.
Breath.
The air bubbles, like, of you saying teeth, flip you back over again.
This is just silly. No legs lay on one leg, two legs sat near on three legs, four legs got some. Shut up. Fish on a little one-legged table, a man sitting at the table in a three-legged stool, the cat gets the bones. Shut up.
That's ridiculous.
That's silly.
Should have been teeth.
Okay. Last one. This thing, all things devour, birds, beasts, trees, flowers, gnaws iron, bites steel, grinds hard stones to meal, slays kings, ruins town, and beats high mountains down.
This one
time.
Could be teeth.
Time.
It's time.
This one could legitimately be teeth, though.
I mean,
every animal eats it.
Look, no animal feasts just solely on teeth.
That's not how it started either.
Every animal eats it. You could eat a mountain given enough time.
Kings are always killed by teeth.
You just can't. You can't eat a mountain. I know you've had this argument before.
What?
And I'm just going to tell you right now. No.
With enough time, you can eat a whole mountain. And a lot of kings do die from getting bitten to death by their usurpers. This one could have been teeth.
Hang on. You legitimately think a person could eat a mountain?
Give it enough time.
How much time? Like
forever.
Like a lifespan?
I've learned that I can't eat the Taj Mahal in a lifetime. I've learned that. That lesson's been taught to me.
Yes.
But a mountain, a moderately sized mountain.
Famously bigger than the Taj Mahal.
But made of easier to consume materials.
No. No, we went it through mass.
Well.
Surely no.
But this one could have been teeth. Given enough time, infinite time, you could eat a mountain. So
infinite
Gollum, give us the gold or whatever we were doing this.
And then the last question is more for us too, Gollum.
Uh-huh.
Of what have I got in my pocket?
Ah,
and that's the ring.
What have I got in my pocket, Gollum?
Hey, that's right, a hole that I can surreptitiously jerk it while no one's looking.
It's a thing I do, Gollum.
Well, you can't now because you've got no arms.
Yeah. I wanted to throw rocks at him, but I can't.
So, now we get to leave, and the way we do that is by putting on the ring, and there's only one ring, three boys.
One no arms.
So what we could do is, well, you see a ring, how it's got, you know, two entryways, so we can kind of like
put it in between,
put our fingers, there we touch it, and off
Gollum,
we leave.
My friends have disappeared.
So we chuff off That's while Gollum sad. Takes all his fury on you.
Jackson dead.
It could have been teeth. It could have been teeth.
Thus ends the reign of Sue Jackson.
As Gollum devours me, I'm like, I'm dying like a king does. I'm dying a king's death.
Teeth.
Bit to death as every king goes. Blech. You've rejoined the dwarves. They're like, weren't there three of you? You're like, I don't think so.
No, that's right. I think it
was sure there was. There was Joel and Joel.
Yeah. Why? Because we have the same name. That's probably what you're getting confused. Yeah.
Like, no, that would only make sense for literally the reverse.
Wasn't there a Sue Jackson? No.
That's a ridiculous
name.
Wasn't
there someone with a name that's not a real name?
I don't think so.
That's big coming from Gomlor or whatever.
That's big coming from Kremlon. Come on.
You basket? Yeah. Come on now.
That's just basket. A thing.
Yeah, wasn't it one of you? He cut off his own arm earlier.
No.
Threw it at him. No, that would be a crazy thing to do.
Ringing no bells.
All right, so after that, I think
tragic death of
Sue Jackson.
Sue Jackson.
Rest in peace.
I think we have to fight. I think it's like some warg attacks. But again, like, we just run.
Yeah.
You don't have to enter
any combat.
That's the dwarves' problem.
Yeah, that's not what you're here for. You're here to do. And you're not.
I keep forgetting what we're here to do. What are we here to do? Because I thought it was to get the ring.
No.
We got you that. Gotta... I just start walking back. We did it.
We did it. Hooray. We did what? We got the.
The Lonely Mountain.
You got to go to the Lonely Mountain where the dwarves' city has been taken over by Smaug.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. What if we.
Mm-hmm.
Put the ring on Smaug.
Well, then you'd have an invisible dragon.
But don't then. But then don't like the Death Eat. No, what are they called? Uruk? No.
The Ring Wraiths?
Yeah, wouldn't that come for Smaug?
Maybe later.
Maybe down but the
not
track.
In, not in this movie and of book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ring Wraiths don't exist in The Hobbit.
I think. No, they mustn't. Because they don't. No, aren't they Ring Wraiths the old men?
Yeah.
The kingdoms of the kings of the old kings.
Kings of yore. The ones that got assassinated by being et.
Yeah. The kings of yore bit to death by their usurpers.
That's why the ring rays and dementors don't have teeth because it reminds them of their own death.
They knew that's how they died.
Because men had seven rings or whatever. And then when they died, they all became ring wraiths.
Surely
put the ring on Smaug for long
enough. I mean, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited to see what happens.
Because, like, a lot of the stuff then happens on. Like,
dragon's gone.
You know, goes forward. Is like.
We fixed the problem. The dragon's gone.
Where is it?
Is, yeah. Bilbo is sort of inconsequential.
Absolutely.
As it were.
Yeah.
Because a lot of stuff is now the dwarves' problem. We're just there. We've done what we outwitted the Gollum by feeding them our good friend and running.
Yeah, basically, by the time there's nothing really you have to do until Smaug time.
Yeah.
And then you got to come in handy when they're like,
these
go in.
Must be exciting.
Go in, use your sneaky skills. To
put the ring on the dragon.
If that's what your plan is.
So, all right, so we'll get
the
there.
The dragon
right.
gets killed by ring wraiths.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we have Sting or whatever?
What is the plan?
Called? He's got to get something from
Arkenstone?
There.
Arkenstone?
Yes, that's what he's got to grab. The magic stone from the dragon's hoard. but it's buried amongst a lot of gold. So he's got to sneak his way in a way where Smaug won't notice and collect the Arkenstone to take back to Tromlo or whatever. Thrumlef.
What's Arkansas, the rock?
Arkansas. He's got to get the Arkansas stone. I think it's just a magic rock, basically.
What does it do?
It might help him get his home back.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it'll kill Smaug. I don't know. You left me to die in a cave. So
did I? Yeah. Or did you cut both
you
of your
cut
arms
both
off?
Both your arms off.
You could have dragged me back to the dwarves.
And what would have happened? You would have died.
Well, eventually. We all got to go. So you got to get the Arkenstone. I forget what it does, but that's what they need. That's what they require.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It might just be a great treasure, to be honest.
You need it for something.
Yeah.
Put in the sword.
Yeah, maybe.
Sword in the
sword. That's not your problem what you need it for. All you know is you got to get it.
Okay.
You're trying to find this reason out. Maybe something I should have done at the top of the episode.
It's not, this definitely isn't a part of the episode where people are angry and yelling in their phone.
People aren't like, "What? How do you boys not know The Hobbit?" We're like, well.
I read it in primary school.
I've seen the movie.
All of them?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Nah, fair enough. Well, which one was good?
The first one's all right.
Yeah.
That was the second one. That was the third
diminishing
one.
Diminishing returns.
Third one, worst one.
Yeah.
Battle of Five Armies?
Yeah.
Second one is.
Come on. Come on.
Journey to, no.
Middle of the Earth.
Journey to Center
Journey
of the Earth.
Journey to with... Middle Earth. Nice try.
Desolation of
third one. An unexpected journey.
Yeah.
Then there's Desolation of Smaug.
There you
That's
go.
The one.
Desolation.
Yeah. The last one seemed to be just
Battle
Peter,
of Five
Peter
Armies.
Jackson was just tired.
Yeah, you could feel it.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, then we go there to kill a dragon and or steal the Arkenstone.
Yeah, but once you climb into the gold,
yes.
That's when I assume so the two of you were like, wait, what are we here for?
We're sneaky. We put the rings on, so we're touching fingertips.
good.
Being like, what are we here for?
To put the ring on the dragon to make the dragon disappear.
But then won't it be an invisible dragon?
The ring wraiths will get it. The Dead Kings.
Remember Lord of the Rings 1?
Yeah, but the Ringwraiths aren't here. We're here. And if we put the ring on the dragon, then we've got to get out again, and then I can't see the dragon.
The Ringwraiths will come. Dish in enough eventually.
I honestly thought that you go to a different dimension when you put on the ring.
No, you just... You just got Did you see the same film that I saw?
In the cinematic release of the Lord of the Rings films. I saw it. So the last time I saw a Lord of the Rings was 2004 or 5.
Well, there you go.
It's been a while. Look, well, I'm here to tell you right now.
We're in the same dimension.
That we are in the same.
We're just invisible.
Look, I'm a stomp on this pile of gold.
Yeah.
See how it moves? But with a big
invisible.
Dragon.
You're just invisible.
Why do people want the ring so bad then if it only makes you invisible? Oh, Who cares?
There's other things because... All right, we sit down and I explain the plot of Lord of the Rings.
I don't care about the plot. Just tell me, what does a ring do?
I stop explaining the plot of Lord of the Rings. It just controls all the other rings. Very powerful. One ring to rule them all.
I've heard one ring to rule them all. I just don't get
the
it.
One ring. You're in charge of the ring wraiths. You're in charge of everyone else who's got a ring.
Yeah.
But then why, when Frodo gets the ring, do the ring wraiths try and kill him?
I don't know. It's unclear.
Because you've got to use... It's also like the power... Like,
you've got to be a powerful wizard. Frodo's he's kind of... Gandalf
have it? Why doesn't Gandalf just
Because he knows he's too powerful and he'll get corrupted.
Sauron... He'll be able to use the ring to
Sauron's
do
Sauron's a powerful
things.
Sorcerer as well. He's a warlock or some
shit.
Yeah. I hate this ring.
Well, me too.
Throw it away, then.
I would love to, but right now if we throw it away, then Smaug will see us.
Smaug probably would hear you.
Yeah. Then we look up and there's Smaug being like, yes, boys.
Little humanses.
I
am the dragon Smaug.
Take off the ring. Hello.
What? Can
wanna
I
see
help?
A man? Hey. I reckon I can do a magic trick, and if we win the magic trick, you have to give us that rock.
Okay.
Watch me disappear. Ta-da!
I mean, you were invisible beforehand, so...
Then you shouldn't have said that you agreed.
I don't know if this counts.
I feel... I might have just bested... Not Smaug, but a dumber version of you.
I don't know if this counts as a magic trick.
Zabit, keep saying that it counts as a magic trick. Why sneak behind him and pick up the rock myself?
I'll distract him with a magic trick and I'll try to explain the plot of Lord of the Rings to Smaug. Sneak around, grab
some
the Arkenstone.
Sorcerer who can see the future.
You grab the Arkenstone.
No, I've just seen Lord of the Rings. Yeah. And then you just rent it on DVD, Smaug.
So easy.
There's a director's cut and everything.
Brain him with the Arkenstone.
Oof!
Fuck! We just brain that dragon.
Bites at the two of you and then flies away to shithole town or whatever the one in the water is.
Does Smaug not die?
No, well, not what happens then. Is Smaug... Why we got to explain these movies to you?
Just, Smaug, you're there holding a semi-bloodied rock. Me putting the ring on and off. Like some kind
Does
of... Look,
Smaug not
am,
die?
There
what even?
What?
Smaug flies away to water town or port town or something.
Lake town.
And he gets shot with a big arrow by a fella. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So he still dies pretty much straight away.
Yeah. He burns Lake Town a bit. Laketon. Yeah.
So while that's happening, I guess the two of you just...
an idiot.
Yeah.
Also, just a random guy just has a big bow and arrow.
Well, it's like a big crossbow on top of a building.
And they're like, dragon, and they just shoot it and kills
him. Oh, my God. In just the story,
the ghost of Sue Jackson is there. Oh man. God. Yeah, no, dude. Like in the story goes, so
yeah, it's like him or maybe his dad had a shot at killing Smaug a long time
ago, but he made the armor go a little bit, so it's like a weak spot.
So this guy hits that weak spot again and kills Smaug.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If you look, it's happening right now.
Yeah, there it is. And there it goes.
Bang, death to Smaug.
Now we're in the movie Battle of Five Armies.
Are you happy? Anyway. Hey,
no, probably Thorin,
that's
one.
His name.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, anyway, I'm going back to heaven.
Heaven?
Bye, Sue Jackson. Descent.
Now, was he tricking us, or does he think hell is good? That's the question.
Hard to say.
After thinking about that for 20 minutes, we continue our journey.
And Thorin comes in, and he's like, I have this home now, and he gets real sulky.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, maybe don't be such a little piece of shit. And he's like, no.
And then the Battle of Five Armies occurs.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So they fight over Laketon.
No,
they fight over the Dwarven City.
Oh, so the guy who killed gold and Smaug is like, hey, I get this now.
No, it's a complicated... Oh, no. I'm not going to explain more of The Hobbit to you. Frankly, I refuse. All you need to know is that a big war is happening out the front.
It's got anything to do with us.
Not you two, specifically.
Then can't we just walk around it?
Walk around the war.
No, because...
Can't I just walk around World War One? I'll just skirt around the outside, right?
Just around the outside, yeah.
Well, we can have a ring to turn it invisible.
You could leave.
I mean, we could leave.
Why do we need to stay? It doesn't concern us.
It's up to you two.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to... What? Okay. Why should I stay?
Look, to the letter of the law, we have finished our quest. You're right.
Yeah.
We were here to kill Smaug and get them out. We have done that. Yes. There are orcs, goblins, and wolves, I think.
Wolves!
Out the front.
Orcs, maybe. Yeah.
And like elves and man and dwarf or whatever.
Yeah. Who do we report back to say we did the mission?
The dwarves. Well, and they're like,
the dwarves
thank
are right
you
here.
Very much.
And there's Gandalf being like, Well, yes.
Something else has occurred.
To the letter of the law, in terms of like, yes, you did help Thorin get back his home. And yes, if you left now, in theory, I guess in you have done what you've set out to do. But for the goodness of your hearts,
yeah,
it would be nice if you stuck around and helped with the battle.
Yeah.
So...
But you're not legally obliged to.
Sorry,
over this journey of several years, I assume
we've grown a rapport. We are affectionate for one another.
We like each other. Thorin is basically our brother.
So the dwarves have to fight the
four armies.
Man, elves, and dwarves are there.
Yeah. And on the same side.
On the same side.
And they're fighting orcs.
And gobos.
And gobos, yeah.
And big
sandworms. Big and it's sandworms very massive.
And it's because the orcs and the goblins are like, nah, just kidding. We want this gold.
Yeah.
Well, they want the town, I think.
Yeah. And yeah, the dwarven city.
The dwarven city is pretty important.
Now that Smaug is gone,
everyone's like, sick.
Now it's a bit of a three way pickings. Because, Man and
I can't
elves.
Believe we're explaining the Hobbit to him. I man said I wouldn't do this.
Man and elves are like, fucking Thorin, if you let us in, we can at least, you know, come together and fight. And Thorin's like, no.
No, because he's having a sook.
He's having a big old sook. And we've got to be like, stop having a sook.
Well, you don't have to.
What's he sooking about?
Thorin, Gandalf, it's been great. I've had a good time. Keep the gold. I've got this ring. I flip it up. We've got this ring. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to report it for $30 to $40.
So, you know what? I sense nothing but trouble.
It's sticking around.
Hey, Thorin. Give you got the ring.
You don't need it.
Yeah, I don't need it. You know what? You're right. I don't need it. I'm going to get two sacks.
Yeah.
Fill them with gold. One for JT. One for me.
Willie.
And be like, later. Enjoy. We're going to be at the Shire. If you need us, don't call.
You get a house big enough to have two hinges on your circle door.
Frankly, I would stay, but I don't understand what we're fighting about. So
I had enough.
See you later.
I am dead in a cave. I was the only one
in air quotes heaven.
Yep.
I was the only one who didn't survive the Bilbo Baggins experience. The two of you, truly, you triumphed.
How does the Battle of Five Armies end?
It's not for you to know.
There'll be two horses as we go back to the Shire. You don't know. If you want to know, go behind. Just do a U-turn. You can find out yourself, but I don't want to know right now.
Nobody's going to tell you. You're going to go back and watch it. If you want to learn how the Battle of Five Armies ends.
By all means.
I stop the horse. You're going to have to watch the Hobbit.
I trot back. I'm like, look, I point. There it's happening. If you want to know the ending of the Five Armies, there it is.
Is Billy Connolly's
there? But you know who's not? Me.
Is this going to negatively impact the Shire?
No.
Not for a bit.
All right. Whatever. There we go.
Hey, in fact, maybe not at all. We've given the ring to Thorin. Yeah. Wraiths and Gandalf got no reason to come to us. Yeah,
exactly.
So,
in many ways, fucked over the dwarves.
It's fucked over the dwarves. Maybe the ring will be easier for Sauron to get it. I don't know. But you know what I do know? Not our problem.
Got a lot of gold.
Got a lot of gold.
Not our monkeys.
Go home. Get a new house.
Exactly. Ride this donkey back to the Shire, laden with gold, buy a new house.
Well, I haven't seen The Hobbits, but I feel like that we've done a great job.
I feel like the two of you, like I said, you did survive the Bilbo Baggins experience.
We did it better. He's so jaded in The Lord of the Rings, I think.
Yeah.
He has a big birthday and he's upset, I think. Not me, I'm happy. I've got gold, heaps of it. Wait, does Bilbo also get gold? Because if he also gets gold, then I guess it wasn't that much gold.
You gotta watch the movie to find out. That's how this works.
I hate Aragorn. I hope he doesn't come to my town. Why does he? He's got two names, and that makes me upset. Aragorn and.
He's got a name and a nickname. No, don't engage. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel.
And I've been Joel also. What's his other name?
I'm not telling you.
Strider.
It's Strider.
But Aragorn and Strider. Aragorn is clearly your name. Don't call yourself Strider.
He doesn't. It's a
other
nickname.
People call him
it's
Strider.
A nickname.
Oh, so is he like Aragorn the Strider?
No. I engaged again.
No, it's not me. They call him Strider.
You're doing it.
Fuck.
Why do they call him Strider? You know what? I don't want to know.
Because he's a ring.
Don't want to know.
I don't.
He's a ring wraith.
No, what? I'm not answering.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.